Al-Sharif and Fredman, make the Abraham Accords great again. By Loi Al-Sharif and Asher Fredman on February 2, 2025. As young Arab and Israeli peace activists, President Trump's announcement of normalization between the UAE and Israel in 2020 changed our lives. Since that historic announcement, we have worked tirelessly to turn the Abraham Accords peace agreements into bonds of warm friendship, understanding and cooperation, for the benefit of our countries and the entire Middle East. President Trump's second administration holds the potential for advancing this process and transforming the Middle East into a global center of prosperity, innovation and peace. However, President Trump's return comes at a critical and sensitive moment for the region. Achieving the goal of lasting peace in the Middle East will require defeating extremism, whether in the form of the Muslim Brotherhood and ISIS, or in the form of the radical regime in Tehran and its terror proxies. These forces of hate are dedicated to undermining the vision of tolerance, acceptance and shared progress at the heart of the Abraham Accords. President Trump's efforts to win the release of Israeli hostages from the dungeons of Hamas and to advance a peaceful future for Gaza are extremely important. However, as long as Hamas remains the dominant force on the ground in Gaza, there is no hope for a future of stability in the Strip. This is true even if another entity provides a facade of civilian administration. Hamas, which still retains 20,000 plus armed fighters in Gaza, is already reasserting its control throughout the territory. As long as a Muslim Brotherhood-affiliated organization remains the strongest power on the ground, the next war is only a matter of time. Reconstruction materials sent into the Strip will be diverted to rebuild Hamas terror tunnels and bases, and the money spent on gas and infrastructure will go to waste when that infrastructure is destroyed in the next round of fighting. A brighter future for Gaza requires not just the elimination of Hamas, but a process of de-radicalization. We must recall that Hamas took control of the Gaza Strip 18 years ago, and that the median age in Gaza is 18. This means that half of Gaza's population grew up studying in Hamas schools, praying in Hamas mosques, and consuming Hamas-aligned media. De-radicalization, like denazification after World War II, must therefore be a key element of reconstruction. In this context, the UAE's example of a national culture and educational curriculum committed to mutual respect and peaceful coexistence can serve as an important model. It will also be critical to address media platforms that spread pro-terror and anti-Semitic incitement, while actively seeking to undermine normalization and the Abraham Accords. Perhaps the most influential of such platforms is Qatar's Al Jazeera's network. President Trump should directly raise with Doha the continued efforts of this Qatari-funded platform to glorify Hamas, counter normalization, and delegitimize those who promote peace. Advancing a future of peace in the Middle East will also require addressing the radical regime in Iran, which is the primary source of terror, destruction and unrest in the region. An end to Iran's ability to sponsor, fund and direct terror is necessary to end the recurring wars in the region. By advancing peace through strength, the Middle East can be transformed in the coming years from a source of conflict into a hub of technological breakthroughs, economic growth and interfaith dialogue. The Abraham Accords can be deepened and expanded, while groundbreaking multilateral initiatives like the India-Middle East-Europe, IMEC, Corridor and a Middle East Defense Alliance can lead to paradigm shifts in international trade and security. These developments can have tremendous positive benefits for the Palestinian people as well. On a personal level, we will continue our efforts to build ties of people-to-people peace between our countries and across the region. We look forward to renewed U.S. leadership in countering extremists, advancing win-win cooperation, and creating the groundwork for a lasting and viable peace. The Abraham Accords began with incredible promise and were on the brink of significant expansion. Over the past 4 years, that momentum stalled. Now, with God's help, we can work together to make the Abraham Accords great again. Loi Al-Sharif is a content creator of history and languages, and a peace acronetics. He can be followed on X at Loi Al-Sharif. Asher Fredman is the founder of the Israeli Emirati Forum and executive director of the Mizgov Institute for National Security. He can be followed on X at Fredman_A.